to open the door of the fourth dimension that you might operate in your gifts at a supernatural level. Let's give a great big shout.
让我们打开这第四维度空间的门，使你的恩赐能够发挥到一个超自然的境界。我们给主一个呼喊。
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
We're going to set the water and just say to the Lord right now, say, Father God, I am being reset such a time as this. Because in that day, fountain shall be opened, the house of David and for the inhabitants of Jerusalem.
我们现在来设定水中的氛围。我们现在来向着主说，天父，我已经为此刻被重置了，因为撒迦利亚书十三章第一节说，那日你必给大卫家和耶路撒冷的居民开一个泉源，洗除罪恶与污秽。
Thank you, Lord. This is the day we immerse totally into you, into our purpose, our call.
主啊，今天就是这日，我们将自己完全的受尽于你，受尽于你给我们的目的和呼召。
And as we prophesy and agree, Father God, let it be recorded, courts of heaven.
神让我们此刻的宣告和声明被记录在天上的法庭。
That in my books came in agreement, God's word in the open door for my life today, in Yeshua's name. I am officially in God's eternal time zone.
在天上法庭，我的册子上面记录着。在这敞开门的时候，我认同神今天对我的生命所说的话。奉耶稣基督的名，我正式的进入了神永恒的时区中。
Time will not torment me. Beyond patient, I'm in the spirit. God said it, it will be done, as it's already been done.
时间的压力不能够折磨我，我早就超越了时间紧迫，使我失去耐心的情况。因为我是属灵的，如果神说他必成，他就必然会成就，因为在灵里他已经成就了。
And my God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, through my relationship with the blood of Jesus, I have been grafted in, part of one new man, a new humanity.
我的神就是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神，透过耶稣基督的宝血，我已经被嫁接回。成为合一新人，也就是一个新兴人种的一份子。
The sands of the sea that God promised to Abraham, we are seed of Abraham, faith.
神应许亚伯拉罕，他的子孙会像海边的沙一样多，而我凭信心就成为其中的一份子，成为亚伯拉罕的后裔。
Thank you, Lord. Decree the middle wall of separation has been removed in our hearts.One new man from the two, us making peace. Shalom, nothing broken, nothing missing. We are apart, full covenant, separated, blessed, protected, provided for, in Yeshua's name.
主啊，谢谢你，我们宣告外邦人与犹太人中间隔断的墙已经从我们心中被拆毁了。犹太人与外邦信徒两下合而为一，成为合一的新人，成就了和睦，就是 Shalom， 一无破损，一无缺失。我们已经成为神所应许的诸约当中的一份子，我们被分别了，我们是被神所祝福的，所保护的，所供应的。奉耶稣基督的圣名，
Give a great big shout.
让我们给神一个呼喊。
I want to welcome you to the setting of the water of the immersion for this Rosh Hashanah. And we also want to thank you for your patience. We had really a miracle happen last night that so many of you were so generous at one time that you crashed the website.
拉比说，此刻当我们站在池水中为5784年新年吹角节的敬礼做预备时，我要为你们的耐心向你们献上感谢，因为昨天晚上，也就是美国时间9月15号，在大卫之家5784年新年吹角节的聚会最后敬拜的高潮，也就是奉献的时刻，发生了一件很神奇的事情，就是前所未有的 同一个时间要从网络上奉献的人数挤爆了当时网络的载体。
So let's give the Lord a shout.
我们给主一个欢呼。
We'll actually be changing servers this next coming week.
拉比说在下一周我们就会把这个网络的载体容量扩大。
You know, sometimes like life, in your mind, you think you fit in a pair of 28-inch underwear, and you really, it should be 40. So that's what happened to us. We've outgrown the old underwear, and we're buying some new ones next week. Bigger server, probably size 42.
接着拉比就幽默地说，这就像人生啊，有的时候你觉得你是28腰，没想到你已经胖到42腰了。这就是我们的情况啊，原来我们的事工已经急速地成长了。下礼拜我们就会扩大我们网络的载体，好像换一个更大的尺寸，符合我们现在腰围的载体。
But it's all because of you plugging in. Thank you so much, so much for your generous love and support.
拉比说，无论如何，我都要谢谢你们，因为这都是起源于你们慷慨的爱和支持。这真的是一个大能的日子。
I know several of you.Have sent pictures to me of you in your bathtubs with tallits, and so we want to set the water in your house as well as the water here, where you're watching from around the world.
拉比提到有些人送了在家中举行敬礼，就是披上祷告巾站在浴缸里面的照片给他。所以此刻，不管你从世界上哪一个角落在收听这段敬礼的语音。他在此同时将你家里和大卫之家敬礼池中的池水预备好。
This morning the Lord woke me up with these scriptures for you and for us in the water.
特别是今天早上，神将我叫起来，用以下这些经文，使我们设定这5784年，我们要施行敬礼的池水。
You can set your heart on, Lord, what is it that I'm going to immerse into?
借着这些经文，你可以预备好你的心，知道借着受浸进入的是什么。
Lord, I'm ready to go. Go through the gate and prepare the way for the people. If I'm going to be used of God, I need the Holy Spirit at fourth dimension. That these signs shall follow me everywhere I go.I am commissioned, sent, and sanctified. Today, I choose circumcise my heart.
我们一起来宣告说，主啊，我已经预备好了，要从门经过，为百姓预备大道。如果我要被神使用，我需要圣灵帮助我进入第四维度，以至于不管我往哪里去，接下来我在经文当中所读的这些预兆都会在我身上，因为我是被神所委派所分别的。今天我选择接受这个敬礼，使我的心受割礼。
Thank you, Lord, for separating me. Everything that is contrary in me, God's highest and best, being buried in the water.
主啊，谢谢你，任何在我里面跟你对我最高最美的旨意相违背的部分，随着我受浸在水中都会被埋葬。
Separated.
在水中我将被分别为圣。
Thank you, Lord. I receive the grace, separated, all sins, shortcomings, in me, my family line, all the way back to the garden.
主啊，我要谢谢你，因为我和我的家都被从现在追溯到始祖犯罪之初的罪和缺点隔绝开来。
Scripture is this, in that day there should be a Jesse.Coming out of Saul's kingdom into the Davidic time.
那么第一节经文是出自以赛亚书第十一章第十节。我们要从扫罗的王国进入大卫的国度。到那日，耶西的根做万民的大旗，外邦人必寻求他，他安息之所大有荣耀。到那日，主必二次伸手救回自己百姓中所剩余的。
Say thank you, Lord, for a second chance.
我们此时来回应神说，主，谢谢你总是给我们第二次的机会。
To recover the remnant of his people who are left in Assyria, Egypt, Patros, Cush, Elam, Sinar, from Hamath and the islands of the sea.
主二次伸手救回百姓中所剩余的，就是亚述、埃及、巴尔罗、古实、以兰、士拿、哈马并众海岛所剩下的。他必向列国树立大旗。
I receive banner, mantle, be a witness to the nations.
我们一起宣告说，我要领受那大旗外袍，向列国做见证。
This is how he does it. The scripture says, and I will assemble the outcast of Israel. I will gather together the dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth.
那么神会怎么做呢？他会召回以色列被赶散的人，又从地的四方聚集分散的犹大人。
That's what he's doing today in your water from the four corners of the earth. That's what he's doing here.We have the four corners of the earth represented in this room as living vessels.
这就是神今天、现在、此刻所做的。因为从网上所收看的家人们，你们在全球的各地，也就是以赛亚书第十一章十二节所说地的四方，与我们同轨的一起认同神所赐给我们的启示和真理。参与5784年新年吹角节的敬礼，同时在现场也有来自世界各地，也就是从地的四方来到现场的代表，他们都是活生生的器皿。
When the Lord restored the woman whose husband died, the prophet said, "Go and get containers, empty containers. Go and get as many empty containers as you can."
在列王记下四章，有一个女人在丈夫去世之后面临巨大的困境。那么先知以利沙怎么帮助她呢？先知要妇人尽可能的去取空的器皿来。
Because he knew that if she was going to pay the debt, so her sons, her next generation would not go into captivity. Go and borrow and get as many containers as possible.
因为女人的丈夫去世时留下了家人无力偿还的债务，因此债主要娶他的下一代，也就是他的两个儿子去做奴仆。当他向先知发出呼求时，先知就要求他尽可能的收集空的器皿来。
Look at your neighbor and those of you on the chat line say, "I'm a container."
所以你可以现在跟你邻座的人说，我就是这个器皿。
I'm emptying out.
我已经倒空我自己。
To be filled the end time oil in Yeshua's name.
使我能够被装满这末世的膏油，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Let's give the Lord a hand clap.
让我们给神一个掌声。
Rosh Hashanah is a time of judgment.
新年吹角节也是一个审判的时刻。
A judgment is the friend of those who desire right standing with God.
我们一起宣告审判。对于正确与神站立的人是有益的。
And this deals with what the Lord's going to do, and I'm not going to go into it now, but this is what he's going to do in the world, and it's starting today. And it involves the political things that are happening, particularly in the Middle East.
拉比说，在此我不会深入神现在的审判是什么，但是从今天开始，这个审判牵涉到政治有关的层面。特别是在中东。
The word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet against Elam, beginning of the reign of Zedekiah the king of Judah, and say,
耶利米书四十九章三十四节开始，在犹大王西底家登基的时候，耶和华论以兰的话临到先知耶利米说。
Thus saith the Lord of hosts, Behold, I break the bow of Elam and the foremost of their might.
万军之耶和华如此说，我必折断以兰人的弓，就是他们为首的权力。
Against the Lamb, I will bring the four winds, the four quarters of heaven that scattered them toward those in the wind. There shall be no nation where the outcast of Elam will not go.
我要使风从天的四方刮来，临到以兰人，将他们分散四方。这被赶散的人没有一国不到的。
I will cause Elam to be dismayed before the enemies and before those who seek their life. I will bring disaster upon them. Fierce anger shall be come, says the Lord.
耶和华说，我必使以兰人在仇敌和寻索其命的人面前惊惶，我也必使灾祸，就是我的烈怒临到他们。
And I will send the sword after them until I have consumed them.
又必使刀剑追杀他们，直到将他们灭尽。
Will set my throne in Elam, and will destroy from there the kings and the princes, says the Lord.
我要在以兰设立我的宝座，从那里除灭君王和首领，这是耶和华说的。
It shall come to pass in the latter days, I will bring back the captives.Of Elam, says the Lord.
到末后，我还要使被掳的以兰人归回，这是主说的。
The God released grace to those in bondage, Middle East.
神，我们向着那些在中东被捆锁的人释放恩典。
Shall will be protected in times of judgment, Yeshua's name.
他们在审判的时候必然受到保护，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
That's why you're getting in the water, because as judgment comes at the sound of the shofar, you want to be cleansed, so no judgment will touch or harm your dwelling.
拉比说，这是为什么在号角响起，在审判来到的时候，你要受浸到水中，使你得洁净，以至于你可以避过这个审判，没有灾害会临到你所在之处。
Father God, come in agreement with Mark chapter 13, 27.
使我们一起来认同马可福音十三章二十七节。
This is red letter, Yeshua, he said, and then he will send his angels and gather together, select from the four winds, furthest parts of the earth, furthest parts in heaven.
这是来自耶稣重要的话，他要差遣天使把他的选民从四方，从地极直到天边都召聚了来。
Father God, we decree the justice angels were seen here on the first of Elul. We release all three of the justice angels, the four winds, bring a realignment, reset in Yeshua's name.
所以我们宣告，在以路月的一开始，我们在这里所看到公义的天使，我们释放这三个公义的天使到天的四方，带下正确的对齐和重置，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Nations of the earth, which is our inheritance.
因为你已经赐列国为我们的田产。
Father God, all the justice angels, go through the gate, from the fourth dimension on earth to the fourth dimension in heaven.
阿爸天父，我们召唤这些正义的使者，要从地上第四维度的门户经过，到天上第四维度的门户。
Go now.
现在就去。
Go now.
现在就经过。
In Yeshua's name.
奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Give him a shout. Give him a shout.
我们现在就来一个呼喊。
Shaking. Revelation 7:1 says.
启示录七章一节这里说。
It's the scripture the Lord gave me.
拉比说，这是主给我的经文。此后，我看见四位天使站在地的四角，执掌地上四方的风，叫风不吹在地上、海上和树上。
This is the grace angel.
这是恩典的天使。
We're going to release the fourth angel with the three angels of justice, so that the grace angel that in wrath, Lord, remember mercy.
就像之前我们释出那三位公义的天使，现在我们要释出这第四位代表恩典的天使，使神在震怒当中仍有大怜悯。
Father God, in Yeshua's name, we release the grace angel for all need grace and mercy. This angel's name in Hebrew is Chesed.
主啊，奉耶稣基督的名，我们释放这恩典的天使，在所有需要恩典和怜悯之处。这位天使，他的名字希伯来文是。Hesed,
come and hold back the mighty winds until the harvest.
使这个叫做 Hesed 的天使来，止住强风，直到收成。
And the people of the earth who are called and chosen made themselves ready over the next 21 days between now and the end. Sukkot, 784, Hesed angel, reign over the remnant. Yeshua's name.
让你在地上的选民在未来的二十一天，也就是从现在一直到5784年的祝棚节节期结束，让这恩典的天使来保护神的余民，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Let's give the Lord a shout.
让我们给神一个呼喊。
This word before we get in the water, Genesis 2:10.
接下来我们在进入水中之前，我们要听到的真理是来自。创世纪二章十节。
When the Lord gave me the vision of the four rivers, He reminded me that the river went through Eden to the waters of the garden. There it parted and became four rivers.
当神给我四条河流的意象的时候，神提醒我有河从伊甸流出来，滋润那园子，从那里分为四道，也就是创世纪二章十节的意象。
The Lord is inviting you to immerse into the fourth river.
而神正在邀请你借着受浸进入这第四条河流中。
Fourth river of that which has not been seen before.
进入到第四条河流当中，在其中是眼所未曾见过的事。
You're making a choice to immerse into the fourth river. It's a baptism.
这是你的自由意愿选择全身进入这第四条河流当中，这是一个洗礼。
Remember the pattern. Prophet came in the spirit of Elijah. His name was Yohanan the Immerser.
接着拉比提醒我们，耶稣接受洗礼的时候的模式，就是他来到这位有以利亚的灵的施洗约翰面前。
He said, Behold the Lamb, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the earth, for I am not worthy even untie the straps of his sandals.
施洗约翰看着来到的耶稣说，看哪，神的羔羊要来除去世人的罪，但我连为他解鞋带都不配。
Yet not so that I immerse you.
我怎么可能为你施行洗礼呢？
Yeshua said, I must be immersed into you that it might be right.
耶稣说，我必须由你为我施行洗礼，这是正确的。
There's a divine order.
拉比说，你看到这里有一个属天的次序。
On this wall behind us, you'll see candles, and you'll see 12 stones with the 12 tribes of Israel.
拉比此时指着敬礼池后方燃烛的地方，有十二个石头，是象征着以色列的十二支派。
And it's on the Baptist, Yohanan the Immerser was immersing Messiah, Yeshua.At age 30, into his call.
所以此时，施洗约翰要为三十岁的耶稣基督弥赛亚施行洗礼，使他受浸进入他的呼召。
You're following that same pattern.
此刻决定进入浸礼池的我们，也依循着同样的模式。
But Yeshua said no, even though he was sinless, spotless. He wasn't being immersed to remove sin. He was being immersed to reset.Time and the universe.
耶稣是圣洁无瑕疵的，所以他所接受的洗礼并不是为了除去他的罪，乃是他要进到水中去重置这个宇宙以及时间。
He was going into the fourth dimension.
当他进入受浸的约旦河中的时候，他是进入第四维度的空间。
And he said, I must be immersed because his temple, the holy temple of Yeshua the Messiah himself,God incarnate on earth, seed of David, the root of Jesse, went down into the water and reset those 12. He thanked them for passing over into this land.
当耶稣回答约翰，我们理当尽诸般的义，也就是说，你必须为我施行洗礼，使属天的次序被重置成正确的。耶稣基督弥赛亚，这位道成肉身，原本是坐在天上宝座的神，成为人的形状，大卫的子孙。耶稣的根，他身体的圣殿要借着受浸到水中，进入第四维度，也就是天上的法庭，去进行这十二个支派的重置。他在水中谢谢以色列的这十二个支派，一路走到如今，经过约旦河，进入了神给他们的应许之地。
He thanked the Levitical priesthood. He thanked the Kohen. Because honor is the currency of heaven.
他在水中谢谢立位支派的祭司和他们的职分，他在水中尊荣他们，因为尊荣是天国的货币。
He said, I've honored you for this time, but my father has sent me as a king and priest according to the order of Melchizedek out of the house of David, Yeshua.
耶稣说，此时我进到约旦河水中，尊荣和感谢立位祭司所做的一切，但是现在天父差遣我从大卫家出来，按照麦基洗德的等次重置君王和祭司的职分。
He says, I'm going to immerse, to reset, to resurrect, which Abraham made covenant with. Melchizedek.
耶稣说，我要进到水中去重置祭司的职分，兴起当时与亚伯拉罕结盟，并且祝福亚伯拉罕的麦基洗德祭司的职分。
King of righteousness.
麦基洗德是至高神的祭司。 是公义的王。
The one who never died, the one who rose, a type of Messiah.
这位无生之时、无命之中的撒冷王，是耶稣基督弥赛亚的预表。
He immersed, and when he did, the heavens opened up. Dove, the sign of the Holy Spirit, came down and said, "Behold my Son, in whom I am well pleased."
当耶稣顺服地进入水中去做这样子的重置，从水中上来之后，圣灵像鸽子一样落在他的身上，天开了，有声音说：“这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。”
Remember what happened? Went into a wilderness.
但你要记得之后发生了什么事情？圣灵引导耶稣到了旷野。
He went from a release to a testing, and then from the testing, he went to a synagogue, and he stood at a bima, and the Torah scrolls he read that he was anointed, the anointed one.
我们可以看到，从圣灵降在耶稣的身上之后，耶稣经过了旷野的试炼，在结束了旷野的试炼之后，他进到犹太人的会堂，他站在犹太人会堂的逼马前，有人将经卷交给他读。当天所读的经文是在以赛亚书61:1，主耶和华的灵在我身上，因为耶和华用膏膏我，来宣告神用膏膏他，他就是那位受膏者。
All done with words. Those same words you've spoken.
这一切都是用话语所成就的。拉比指着我们说，同样的话语也从我们的口中说出来。
Same words you have said yes to.
对于同样话语的邀请，我们也回应以是的。
The same pattern at the trumpet you answered the call.
在号角声响起的时候，我们也回应了我们的呼召。
You walk in the water of your free will. You bury the past. You do what it says in Colossians. You, Gentiles, don't have to circumcise your children on the eighth day. You're circumcising your heart.
我们以我们的自由意愿决定走进水中，接受洗礼，将过去埋葬。就如哥罗西书所说的，作为一个外邦的信徒，我们不必像犹太人一样，所有的男婴在第八天要接受身体的隔离，但是我们选择进入水中，是圣灵为我们行心里的隔离。
Why are you circumcising your heart? So that the words of your mouth produce over after covenant.
为什么我们的心要接受隔离呢？因为心里相信的，口里就说出来。所以当我们的心行了割礼之后，我们口中所出的话语是根据神与我们所立的盟约。
We circumcise our male children on the eighth day as a sign that this seed that passes from this man to that chosen woman will pass through the blood covenant, reproducing after the covenant of Abraham, not the curse of the garden.
所以拉比也解释，犹太人的男婴在第八天要受割礼的原因，就是作为这个男婴长大结婚之后，透过他与妻子结盟所产生的后代，是来自神与亚伯拉罕所立的盟约，而不是来自伊甸园始祖犯罪之后败坏的盟约。
You're coming into here so that your seed, your mouth, that will reproduce, create, and be able to speak forth your life.Is being circumcised in this water, so that out of the abundance of a man's mouth speaks his heart.
当你在这里参与了5784年 Rosh Hashanah 新年吹角节的敬礼之后，从你口中所发出话语的种子，是出自你在此受过割礼的心，因为心里所充满的，口里就说出来。
Speaking of in Colossians of water baptism.
这是在哥罗西书2:11-12所指出在水中所受新的割礼。经文是这样说的，你们在他里面也受了不是人手所行的割礼，乃是基督使你们脱去肉体情欲的割礼。你们既然受洗与他一同埋葬，也就再次与他一同复活。
Lord says when you immerse he wants to make a demonstration of everything that has come against youby killing it in the water today.
神说当你受浸在水中，神要把一切敌对你的都在水中为你灭尽。
So as you come into that water, they thank you, Father, you're circumcising my heart. Of my own free will, enter into a covenant.
所以当我们浸到受浸的水中的时候，我们说，天父，谢谢你为我的心行割礼，我因着愿意接受这样子的浸礼，我进入一个盟约中。
Thank you, Lord. We immerse into the open door of that fourth day, that fourth dimension.
神，我们借着浸礼，经由那第四天敞开的门中，进入第四维度。
And we invite the fourth man of the fire into our hearts this day.
今天我们就邀请在但以理书那火窑当中的第四个人进入我们的心里。
Thank you, Lord. Anything contrary, fourth man, my Messiah, Yeshua, the Holy Spirit, and Yahweh, I choose to the mystery and the miracle of the mikvah immersion at my house, in this house, on this chosen day, Moed, the steps of good and righteous and woman ordered of God.
主啊，在我里面，任何与这火窑当中的第四个人，也就是我的主耶稣基督弥赛亚圣灵耶和华我的神不相符的地方，我选择在敬礼，也就是 Mikvah 的奥秘和神迹中，我和我的全家在这个耶和华所定的日子中，神的 Moed 神预定的时间中，我们也就是义人的脚步是由神所定的。
He prepared for me, knocked at my doorI opened the door. I asked for the gold wisdom. I put on the white robe. I put the salve on my eyes. And now I answer in a marriage mikvah.
神，这一切是你为我所预备的。你敲我的心门，我将心门打开。我向我的阿爸天父求，像火炼金晶一样的智慧。我穿上公义的白袍，用属灵的眼药点我的眼睛，使我的眼睛明亮。现在我回应神，我要走进在婚宴之前预备心腹的 Mikvah 敬礼中。
Lord, take me to be yours once and for all. Receive the gift of the fourth dimension that I might operate your power, not mine.
天父，你一旦得着我，你就永远得着我。我领受你给我第四维度的礼物，使我今后能够运作在你的能力，而不是我自己的力量中。
I come to the trading floor. I exchange my plans for your plans.
天父，我来到天上法庭交易的场所，我要用你为我生命所定的计划交换我为我自己所定的计划。
You're higher, better.
因为你为我所定的计划是超过我所求所想的。
I thank you for your grace to do it in Yeshua's name.
神，我为你赐给我恩典，使我能够这样子做，向你献上感恩，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's give the Lord a shout.
让我们给神一个呼喊。
So what we're going to do with you online is go ahead and I'm going to have my family come in and we're going to immerse so that you can see how we're doing it.
接着拉比会请他的家人进到浸礼池当中，我们可以从影片当中看到他们的示范。
So you can do it. And then we're going to bring all of our family that's out here, all the mishpacha, go ahead and wave and say the mishpacha.
然后你们在家里也可以这样做。那么在现场，在我的家人进来之后，我要请大卫之家所有在现场的家人 也进入敬礼池中。那么家人在希伯来文就是 mishpacha。拉比说，所有的 Mishpacha 我们来挥挥手。
We're going to bring you in and we're going to come in agreement and immerse into this fourth day, fourth dimension. Amen.
那么在大家一起进入池水中，我们要借着浸礼一起认同，并且以受浸借着这在第四天敞开的大门进入第四维度中。
You have to realize the specialness of this portal here at House of David. It's prayed over for years and years.
虽然我们从世界上各个地方一起参与直播或者是收听语音，然后进入在家中所预备的敬礼池中，可能是浴缸、游泳池或者是淋浴间，甚至是一个桶子、一个盆子，但是拉比说，大卫之家这个敬礼池是一个属天的门户，因为这里有经年累月的祷告。
Over 10,000 people have been immersed in this pool.
超过一万多个人在这里接受敬礼。
Biggest thing is it's been a place when I feel like it's super holy, And I think super holy because you're immersing into the fourth commandment, which is remember, keep holy the Sabbath.
那么拉比说，我自己感到这个地方特别的圣洁，因为你们在这里所受尽进入的是一个遵守神诫命当中第四个诫命，以安息日为圣日的地方。
So you're immersing into a place where all the feast and Sabbath and praying for the peace of Jerusalem for how many years have we been in this building?
所以如果你身处在大卫之家现场的敬礼池，你所进入的是一个守神的所有节期以及安息日的地方。接着他转身问提姆牧师还有他的家人说，我们在这里多少年了？大概是28年了。
This place has been called of God, and I want you to take that into your homes.
总而言之，拉比说这个地方是被神所呼召的，我要你们在网络上所收看的人把这里带到你的家中。
And every one of you that gets in, I want you to take it to your home.
那么拉比也对现场的人说，在这里亲自参加的人也要把这里带回你的家中。
Take it into your hearts, take it in your home, take it into the culture.
把我们在这里所有的一切带到你的心里，带到你的家中，带到你的文化中。
Start celebrating Shabbat. Put the cell phones and the pads away. Start having dinner where the day is not important, the heart is important.
然后要开始守安息日，在安息日的时候放下你的手机，放下你的宠物，跟你的家人相聚。你要在哪一天进行这个安息日不是关键，关键的是你的心。
Take 1 and 7 and honor God. Read the scriptures to your children.
在一周七天当中找一天，全家人聚在一起尊荣神，读圣经给你的孩子们听。
Lay down a pattern that they can see.
为你的家人，为你的孩子树立一个他们可以依循的生活模式，养成这样的生活习惯。
Enemy is attacking the culture, so he cannot. He's really not concerned with you older people. He's after the seed.He's after your seed.
仇敌正在攻击我们的文化，所以他的目标不是年长者，也不是中生代，而是这些年轻的一代，也就是我们的孩子们。
Father God, Shua's name, separate my seed unto the Lord.
所以我们一起宣告，天父，我将我的孩子分别出来归给你。
I know it's important to the Lord.
我知道什么对主来说是重要的。
Legacy is important.
传承是重要的。
That's why it's written in the Bible. I am grafted in to the God, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, through Jesus.
这是为什么在圣经当中告诉我，透过耶稣基督，我已经被嫁接回亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神里面。
In that lineage.
现在我在这个家谱中了。
His book, we are co-heirs. We are sons and daughters of the king.
现在我是亚伯拉罕的后裔。我是大君王的孩子。
We immerse into anything that is contrary to that identity will be buried, circumcised, false identities in Yeshua's name.
此刻我们进入受浸池的水中，任何与这样子的身份不符合的都会在水中被埋葬，并且所有假的身份都会在我们的心在水中受不是人手所行的割礼的时候除去。
Yeshua's name are buried now.
奉耶稣基督的圣名，现在就都埋葬在水中。
I immerse into fourth door, the fourth dimension, my own free will in Yeshua's name.
我以我自己的意愿，经由敬礼受浸进入这第四道门、第四维度当中。
In Yeshua's name.
奉耶稣基督的圣名。接着我们可以从影片当中看到拉比与他的家人围成一个圈，因为没有麦克风，所以我们听不到他们的宣告，但是在宣告之后他们全数一起没入水中，起来以后会众一起欢呼。
Sign off now. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you so much for immersing into him.
拉比说接着下来我们要结束今天的直播，但非常谢谢你们收看收听，也谢谢你们透过洗礼受浸进入神的旨意中。
Well, anyway, we just want to thank you and all of us here from House of David. Let's give them a wave.
那么所有在现场大卫之家的会众们都谢谢你们和我们在一起，我们也都向你们挥挥手。
God bless you.
神祝福你们。
Joseph, Can you tell all your family that's online watching, tell them that you love them?
接着拉比问他手上抱着的孙子约瑟说，你要不要告诉我们线上的家人说我爱你们？
Oh, I love you, 小苍狼。
他就用同音告诉我们说 We love you, Shana Tova, 我们爱你们，新年快乐。
All right. Praise the Lord.
赞美主。以上是5784年 Rosh Hashanah 新年吹角节，大卫之家和一行人大使馆 Immersion 敬礼的直播。